Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting and we're not next to each other because things are crazy in the houses. Life is busy and it is my son's last day of school.
Yep.
And
I consider you quite lucky because it is not for me. Nobody's.
Same though. Eleanor's in school for another 10 days. I've got Finn, my 13-year-old, with me, him and me, for 10 days.
And
we're not in a all-inclusive right now.
No. Okay, well, follow us, rate, review, subscribe. You can put your questions and comments in the comments when you rate and review too. So we'll see them that way.
That's
too.
Right.
Don't forget to do that.
And listen, if you're coming to this podcast, it's the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. And if you're some, 28-year-old dude and you're like, I don't want to just listen to these
send
ladies.
Nudes.
I want to watch these ladies.
Don't send
nudes. No, I'm just kidding. Do not. I'll literally email your mom and I'll say, you need to handle this. You can go to YouTube and you can find us on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah. You can watch the whole podcast on there too.
Yeah. We have these fancy new thumbnails that Trey is doing for us that look very cool. When it was left up to us, it was like just the same photo forever or sometimes just a blank screen.
Yeah.
Well, like my head.
What? I didn't go to college for tech. Tech wasn't even invented when I was in college. Although I do remember taking an HTML, build a website class. And oh my God, it was so hard. I barely passed it.
Somebody gave me an email address in college and they go, this is for your electronic mail. And I was like, oh, you dumb person. Nobody's going to use an electronic mail and give up all of the post office has to offer us. Are you a fool?
This trend will go away quickly, I'll have you know, sir.
Yeah, I don't need your electronic mail. What I need and what everybody did is when I needed to find the parties in college, I would call this one house and they would give you the party list. They would say, there's going to be a party on 29th and Q. There's going to be a party on Jefferson, there's going to be a party on this. And we would get this list from somebody we absolutely don't know. They could have been making it up, but it was foolhardy.
You can
it
find worked. A party if you walk around Foolproof. A college neighborhood long enough. You don't really need a specific party to go to.
Well, it did cut down on just the roaming of the streets.
Which is good.
Yeah, we were good. We were happy to have it, especially when it's 120 below zero and you would still go to a party. I'm like, I need to know where it is and I'm going to calculate my steps before I die.
My God, those were the good old days.
Summer days. Speaking of, so I have to brag. My son, I just said, it is his last day of school, 7th grade. We made it. And he got all A's, which I'm shocked and so impressed. Huge deal. He worked his tail off. He really did study for a really long time because finals are a thing. I don't remember calling them finals. I remember we would have a test.
Yeah.
But it wasn't you've got finals week. It was like, hey, you got to take your history test before you go to the pep rally.
Not in 7th grade, but
not in 7th grade.
My 3rd and 5th grader, they have these end of the year tests. And it's like, we get an email and it's like, make sure that they're sleeping. Make sure that they have a healthy breakfast. It's like, it's.
Nobody's checking on me with their electronic mail.
I remember. Not me specifically, but other people that I went to high school with, for finals, they were like, okay, all I got to get is a C and I'll graduate. Be one math class or something that was tripping them up.
I still, to this day, have dreams that I forgot to take a class and they don't give me my degree in college. I will still wake up and have this fever dream that somewhere along the way I was supposed to get an 82%, but I only got an 80%. And so I never really graduated. And it's that or that I'm waiting tables and I forgot a table.
Always. See, I haven't even progressed to graduating. I'm still in the part of college where I'm waiting tables and I've got a 40 table section and I wasn't a great waitress.
And my hands don't work. I'm like, I can't put in their special requests.
And you go to talk and you're like, rah, 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 rah.
So Finn, it's his last day. And even though I don't know about anybody else with a 13-year-old, you can have all the best of intentions and you can think about what this event is going to be like in your head. And you get excited and you sort of write out this very romantic notion that because I was like, we're going to go pick out a new bike for him. He got really good grades. His bike is from when he was 7. He needs a new bike. And it was like I was taking him to the dentist. He was very nonplussed. And I kept looking at him going, you need to be grateful for this bike. This is a big deal. You should be excited. But it was just because new is scary. And he is a big bike. And I think there was a little fear of like maybe not knowing how to ride it or being confident on it.
Yeah.
And then he got home and he like took off on this bike and he's like, can I ride around? And I go, have at it, sir. And as I watched him ride away on his bike, I remember what it was like in like seventh and eighth grade when my mom and dad would give me a little bit of independence. And I was like, here we go. I can go to the, we didn't have a mall. I can go right around the neighborhood. I can go see my friends. I've got the bike underneath my feet and all the time in the world. And it felt like true freedom for the first time in my life.
I didn't ever live in a place where like riding a bike made a well, I take that back. This was just probably bad parenting. This wasn't like, oh, we're going to decide to hey, like, give them some independence. We would like get on our bikes in like second and third grade and we'd ride down to the highway because there was this really great place that had candy, like a whole aisle of candy, like a mom and pop pharmacy or something like that.
Yep.
That really did feel like, it also felt every time I was on there, I was like, I'm going to die. Like you just, the cars are like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
I know. Colin Sweeney, my husband, grew up in Houston, Texas. And when he was like 10 years old, you know, Houston doesn't have any zoning. So like you can be in the middle of a neighborhood and then there's a skyscraper and the streets are really busy.
Yeah.
And he would cross these major highways to go see his buddy. And he would bike for like 6 or 7 miles there and 6 or 7 miles back. And I'm like, good God, like the freedom that we had because our parents weren't parenting. But I am trying to give Finn more of that because I think summer is so fun when you get a little freedom,
yeah,
you know?
My husband and I were talking about this because, and I know we've mentioned this like probably a zillion times, but like in, at least in our neighborhood, you don't like just go run over to the neighbor's house or whatever and hang out. Like we don't really have that. Like there are kids next door that one of them's Dash's age, but they go to a different school. Like
I know it's weird. LA's weird, man.
It's weird like that. And it's not the kind of street that you'd feel safe. I mean, I just haven't jumped the fence and go next door.
It's a hill.
Yeah. And it's like twisty and people speed, like they honk at you as you're backing out of the driveway. It's bullshit.
I know.
I do kind of, that is one thing when I get on and I like, I do real estate porn as I'm like, look at this. It's a cul-de-sac. You could ride a bike or a skateboard and not get hit by a Ferrari that's zipping by some Justin Bieber. Keep that in your noodle because I got a thing to say about Justin Bieber later on, too.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I know. But the kids are having their own experience for summer, and it's going to be awesome because they're young and they don't have any responsibilities. And, like, everything feels awesome at that point, you know?
Yeah.
But you want to know what I think they're missing out on, our kids, is like there is no greater experience than a city pool. And the fact that like everybody has their own damn pools here, oh my God, the city pool is where it's at. First of all, always, come on. You roll in every year I would go to the city pool. I was like, this is the year my boobs come in, or this is the year somebody thinks I'm hot. I would roll up with that kind of confidence. Like somebody's going to notice that this outfit that I'm wearing, this very scantily clad one-piece swimsuit, is starting to take some shape, which it wasn't. I was delusional. But I walked up and there's always a hot set of guys behind the thing that check you in. And they're hottie lifeguards that are sophomores in high school. They all look like Magnum PI. They're all like 40.
Oh my God, like that guy from Stranger Things, that lifeguard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's dirty cute. But there was always that there. There was always like older boys there. And there was always...
We had a lifeguard with full chest hair.
How old?
He had full... 16.
What?
He had full chest hair. 100%. Rob Clemens. Everyone's going to freak out that I just said that.
Especially Rob Clemens.
Listen, we rolled up that guy. I don't know where he came from because he hibernated during winter because he literally, I've never seen him in regular clothes.
And he was
totally.
Like,
I never saw him in regular temperatures. It was always at the pool and he always had a tan and his feet were tan and his legs were tan and his chest was tan and he had a hairy chest. And I remember one time in sixth grade, I came up and I was like, here it is. It's the summer I turned pretty. And he was like, hey, you have a big booger. And I go, what? And he's like, you have a booger. And I was like, no, I don't. He's like, I go, it's watermelon. And I did not, he goes, hey man, it's just a booger. I just want to tell you. And I was like,
that's a weird colored watermelon, right. Kristen.
I thought it was like the rind that you would buy it.
Everybody gets big boogers at the pool. That's the part of the reason I hate the public pool.
I freaking love it, man.
Oh my God.
It's like, it's the right thing to do. It is the way that we should be as people. Everybody intersects at the city pool. It is literally the most democratic place on earth.
Well, yeah, I remember everybody going, but I also remember like it not looking very clean and then seeing in very large letters, if you have active diarrhea, don't enter the pool. And I'm like, what? Or if you've had it in the last 24 hours, like what is sticking to your body that we need to be concerned with? I don't want to swim you know, people aren't showering first. Nobody walks by those showers and gets in and gets
nothing.
In the pool. You had a big booger
none
on your face,
thoughts.
Kristen.
And I washed it off in the water.
Yeah, everybody does this. And farmer blow into the pool. I don't want that.
I can tell you this. I never willingly peed in the pool.
Oh, God, I did that all the time.
I never willingly peed in the pool. I could always tell when someone was peeing in the pool. I had a great suspicion because everyone would like look around and they look like they're like trying not
like,
to look at a like wall.
I try to do that.
Yeah,
too,
and they're but you can't do that and relax your pelvis at the same time. So there's like this moment where you see, you know,
I
love the city pool, man.
We went to because there's not a city pool near us. We like joined this swim club, so it's a private pool, but it's as like city pool as you can get for a private pool. And there was a ball that was coming at me pretty fast, and I went to deflect it, and that made me pee. But I can't actually get in the pool and pee because like
I know because you have to relax.
Yeah, and I can't do it. I can't do it.
I know.
Like, I get in there and I'm like, everybody knows what's happening. What if somebody put those drops in that turns it green?
I know.
Whatever?
Everybody talks about the blue drops. If those existed, literally, if those
all of
existed,
our suits would be blue.
All of my furniture, my car seat, my back and my pants, there would just be this blue flutter following me everywhere I go. And I'd be like, yeah, because I'm kind of peeing all the time.
Good rule of thumb. Don't go swimming with a UV flashlight because you're going to learn a lot about people that you never wanted to
know. You're making city pools so unfun. I never had any of those
concerns.
You didn't? I was like,
I've always been
not at all.
But also I feel like there'd be like rusty handles on stuff. I just
no
felt
way.
Like, oh no. And then there was always like,
I thought it was the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. And then I went back and I was like, oh my God. Well, ours got torn down and they put in a water slide, billionaires
That's
of Central
great.
City. But the original pool was just a big rectangle. And then there was a baby pool. And I remember my mom would wear a yellow bikini. And I remember being
Terry,
you scandalous. And then I remember she was pregnant with my sister. Someone goes, hey, I remember this so clearly. They go, hey, Terry, you have a Snickers wrapper stuck to the bottom of your stomach because she couldn't see
don't
it.
Don't judge,
it
Terry. I don't care if she's pregnant or not, man.
She started crying.
Honestly, when it comes to being at the pool, Snickers really does satisfy you. Like, you would pay $1 billion. You're so hungry swimming.
She's 100 months pregnant. Oh, I was seven. Like,
she's so
she
hot,
was like,
too.
So hot. It was 105,000 degrees. Your skin, you knew it was hot. Nobody wore flip-flops, by the way. That is like not
no,
a
you
thing.
Just got burned.
You went in barefoot.
Yeah.
You went in barefoot. Yeah. And like you roll in and your feet, the skin of your feet would peel off as you tried to get into that water.
And there'd be some 16-year-old asshole yelling, don't run at you like you're like running away from the cops or something. It's like, it's not
that
big of a deal. Try not to get burnt. Yeah.
Like, right. And then they do that tight run thing where it looks like you're like, I remember one time, and I've talked about this before, but this is a formative memory, Jen. I remember we were, you know, again.
If you say
like, this
his name,
is
I'm going to find him and punch him if that's who you're going to talk about.
No.
Okay.
No. You mean the lifeguard that told me I had a hairy lip?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. His name's Larry Thompson. He was so hot.
You find me, Larry.
He was so attractive.
Was he hot?
He was so attractive. So
that
attractive.
Really
it hurt
sucks.
My feelings because he was like, hey, did you know you have a mustache? And I'm like, ugh.
Do you have your
Rob
back
just told
knee,
me I have
Larry?
A booger.
For doing your football two-a-days?
Yeah, beautiful brown skin. And he was very nice. I think he just I mean, he's 14. Do you think what's coming out of his mouth is poetry? No, I thought just, it was.
It slipped out. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Like the booger on your nose.
The booger.
It just slipped out.
I'm like, thanks, everybody. Thank you. So I remember we were at the pool, and it was the summer that bodies started to look different.
Oh, boy.
And I was still buying my suits at Penny's kids department, and my friends were starting to buy their suits at Hot Topic and other hoey places.
Oh, Body Glove? Remember when those hit the
Body
scene?
Glove. The ones with the bottom and the sides come together.
Yep.
And here's the thing. My friends were pulling them off, and I was like, I did not get the memo that our bodies were coming in, but you guys did, and thank you for that. And I remember we were all sitting out. We were all laying out, and there was this guy, and he looked 40 when we were – he was only a year older than me. He looked 40, and I – his testicles were on the hot cement, and I knew he had to be able to feel them. I was like, this is burning my legs. How can you not feel that on the most – I know – I think that's sensitive. And I just remember being like, I can't not look at it. I just looking at it.
That's the hard thing.
It's like it's a testicle.
A testicle or a nipple comes out. You can't not look
you
at it.
You can't not look at it. Yeah.
God, I remember being sunbathing. I've never told her this story. With a mutual friend of ours and her trying to get her back tan. She had like a tie in the back. And then she like went to point to where, I don't know, the bathroom was or something. And like fully both boobs flapping freely in the breeze. And I don't know that she felt it because I was just like this. But people have to, I can't be the only one seeing this right now.
I don't know, man. I feel like if I was on a beach in Australia, those topless beaches, I think I'd go for it right now.
Hell yeah.
I really do.
Well, because I'm going to go to Vegas just for the weekend with a couple.
You going to go topless?
No, but you know what? I'm not going to go topless. But when I was like going through my suits, I'm like, am I going to wear what I should wear? Or do I want to wear what I feel like wearing?
Are you going bikini?
Not bikini, but I have this suit. It's from Target, and it has the cutouts on the side. And I'm not saying it looks great, but I can also get my back tan. I don't know. I'm not.
Oh, stop! You just want to dress hooey for Vegas, which is what you
should
do.
Well, yeah, I do know I'm going to be having cocktails by the pool, and if I have like half a one or I even look at one, I'm going to be like, who fucking cares? Plus, I'm going to be with all my old girls that I knew from high school.
Yeah,
so it's like what.
It's going to be so fun.
What difference does it make? I do.
It doesn't. When you get to the point in your life that you realize it doesn't, the freedom comes with that.
I did get embarrassed the other day that did not have to do with the pool. And I'm going to make a slight digression as we like to do.
Please, but as we like to do.
So like one of our end of the year things is like all of these like field trips and picnics and like a million different things to do at the end of the year. And so I went on this field trip and all the parents were sitting like having lunch together. It was like a long one. And then there was just some girl, a random fourth, fifth grader sitting at our table with us. And she didn't really say anything, but we were like, the parents and I were like kind of joking. And you know, at my school, there is, there's a language barrier sometimes. And sometimes things don't like translate. So I'm just banking on this not translating exactly how she said it, but we were talking about like summer camps and stuff for the kids. And I was like, I didn't do sports camp when I was a kid, but I do remember going to cheerleading camp. And it was like 3 or 4 days, like out in the sun. And at the end of every day, you were cooked and you were depleted. You were like dehydrated.
100%.
You had never worked harder. And this girl, this 10-year-old girl, she was Russian, goes, I don't like cheerleaders. I think they're fragile.
Did you start crying? And she was like, see what they mean?
I was so...
You are fragile.
I was so taken aback, but it was really funny because one of the dads, who I know like played basketball and stuff like that in high school, was like, they're they're pretty hardcore athletes sometimes. Like they really have to be gymnasts and stuff. Like,
and Jen's over on the side, like, yeah, we are.
I wasn't crying, but I could like feel my face turning red. And I was like, go sit with the kids, you child. pull rank or something. But ultimately I just let one of the other parents tell her to fuck off on my behalf, which.
And you know what? And that's probably for the better in the long run.
Yeah.
In the long run.
You know,
when you're getting in a dust up with a 10-year-old, you got to check yourself, which is the hardest thing you'll ever do. But trust me, no one has ever gotten closer. There's been times where I'm like, am I going round for round with this like 8-year-old that's being a snot?
Oh, yeah, because definitely on
this rando
field trip, I was like, there were a couple of them where like the people who worked at the place were like, sorry, we're not going to be able to continue this activity because nobody's listening. And so I would like see kids that weren't listening. I go up to them, I'm like, hey, he's talking to you. And they just like dead stare at me. And I'm like, he's talking to you. Like,
yeah. Summer can't get here too fast, my friend. I'm telling you, I'm cooked.
I'm running screaming. I mean, I do feel bad for kids these days not getting to watch, 8 to 10 hours of soap operas and game shows.
No, they're watching 8 to 10 hours of their screens, which is way worse. Our brains were at least ruined by game shows, soap operas, and bullshit television that we would just watch on any level other than having to do anything that our mom was telling us to do. And now my mom, she would ruin a summer so fast. She would give lists.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was an extensive list. And I was like, oh, great. And then, she would make, she's around. She was a teacher, so she was around in the summer to manage. And I was like, this summer sucks. And then she would go to teacher in service, and I have to get that list done. And I only started when she would drive in the driveway.
Oh, sure.
Like, she would make me.
I'm gonna start
cleaning out cabinets.
Oh, that's
it's great. But Finn, I give him a list, and it's like, it's the same expression and thing I used to think about my mother. He's thinking that about me. So then I'm trying to defend that. Like, don't look at me like I'm my mother.
Did she trust you? That's pretty great that she let you clean out the cabinets. Mine, I would have been like, well, I moved my shoes down here because it's a lot more convenient. She didn't.
Trust is that's a really nice way to spin it. And I'm sure if you said that to Terry, she would want to jump off that bed. Yeah. That's exactly what I was doing. Thank you, Jen, for understanding me. At least someone does. You know what? She's difficult. She thinks she knows it all. You can't tell her anything. That's what we get. And you know what? She's old enough. She can help around this house.
I was allowed to dust, and then I got demoted to vacuuming when I broke too much shit. But my mom was literally like, here's a 2 liter of soda pop. There's some bologna in the fridge. I think you can figure it out. Yeah. But I was learning stuff. I was so good at like Plinko, I could tell you the last number on Dawn dish soap.
Oh.
And I learned way too much about human dating from One Life to Live.
Oh my God, I watched them all.
Oh my God.
In succession, yeah. I watched them all. Days of Our Life. I can never remember. I can never remember the order, but I think there was one before Days of Our Life. But I remember Days of Our Lives.
That came on right. That was the first one.
Is that the first one?
Yeah, because it was like sends through the hourglass.
Through the hourglass. Mood. So
and it came on like days right after like Jeopardy or Price is Right.
Okay,
something.
So it was Days of Our Lives.
Yep.
This next 11 one
to 12.
Was 11 to 12 was Days. What was the next one? And then I
General
remember
Hospital.
Santa Barbara, which everybody. Okay, but General Hospital wasn't on NBC.
Oh, okay. Well, I know.
So it was in, was it One Life to
One
Live?
One Life to Live was on
like,
at one. And then I didn't.
There's like a two block, I think, between Days of Our Lives and Santa Barbara. I think
I didn't
either
like
there
Santa
were two.
I didn't like it. That was the only one I like couldn't get into.
Oh, Robin Wright Penn was
she
on
was?
There. And she experienced an attack. Oh my God. And Castillo, the detective.
Oh, I know.
Who fell in love with her.
I didn't know who she was at the time because I hadn't seen Princess Bride. at the time.
She hadn't done that yet. Well, this was her first thing.
Well,
and she was fantastic.
I didn't like how they would always go out and have these talks on the pier with the ding, like the dinging, the buoy and stuff. They were always out there.
What about in Days of Our Lives? They were only detective office.
Not that often.
They were so horny. Everybody was like,
I wanted to be Tina. She was like the wicked one, and I wanted to be her because she had great hair.
Wait, which one was Tina?
She was like the redhead.
Oh, was she wanted the dark hair?
No, she had the red hair and like the blunt cut bangs, and she was like really sassy, and she would wear like a scarf just tucked in over her boobs, and like she was bad.
Which was the one who, she had like dark hair and dark eyes, and she was like she was like an attorney. Was she on Days? Mm-hmm. I think so.
Really?
But I was like, you seem to have it together, lady. I like your fire.
I know.
She was always grandstanding and had great hair and boobs and a boyfriend. No one had ever telling her she had lip hair or
no
a booger. And like, it was real, real fever dream for me. I was like, I just want to be in there. I want to be in Santa Barbara.
I'm not.
Where was it? Where? Okay. 1,000 points. Okay. If you can remember the name of the town that Days of Our Lives was set in.
Days of Our Lives was like second tier for me, but.
What was your first tier? General Hospital?
One Life to Live.
I don't remember One Life to Live. Was Days of Our Lives where there were the twins, says every soap opera. Second question, is it Salem?
Yeah, I think
Days
so.
Of Our Lives,
yeah,
Salem?
I think so. Because remember, oh God, Deidre Hall was on there for like ever.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
She like got possessed and stuff like that. I think there was two of her at one point.
Or I think she actually has a twin in real life.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know.
We're having a twin energy. You guys, look at what's going on. But those were such easy days, man.
You know what else I
just
remember?
Laid there.
This is how bad the parenting was. Three, like a whole bunch of game shows, like three soap operas, and then it would be
smut.
Then it would go right into like Gilligan's Island.
Oh my God.
Facts of Life.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, just like, oh my God. Oh, I missed that one.
All the reruns. I know. Well, they were all just good repeaters and like on syndication. And like, you could just here was your biggest trouble if you were a kid our age, is if you had to get up and change the channel yourself.
Oh, God.
That's when you need a younger sibling. Yep. You'd say, get up,
I was the younger
change
sibling.
Channel. And I'd be like, nope, nope, nope. Back. Megan, stand there.
What was the channel?
She was like three.
That had like, that was out of Atlanta. Like it's still, Fox, right? Turner. TNN.
We didn't have that. You had to have a flipping disc.
We didn't have it either.
Like a rich person.
No, we didn't have it either. But when we would go visit my grandparents' place in Oklahoma, they would have it. And there was this really weird thing.
They had Playboy Channel.
My grandparents did? How do you know that?
Yeah, because if you had a disc, you got the Playboy Channel.
I don't think they had
all I ever wanted was to see.
They had the brown thing that you like press the buttons down on.
Oh, yeah, the scrambler.
But it was close. It was close enough to Atlanta that they got that. But like they and I would have to fight with my grandma to watch TV because like she had this like church organ like that they bought at a church sale. And she would want to play it in there. And I'm like, I want to watch Grape Ape. Like all those like early Warner Brothers cartoons on. They were so good.
And the channels, when you got like new channels, we're like, whoa.
Oh my God.
And now our kids are like, there's 1,000 streamers and there's 1,000 shows and they don't even want to watch it. They want to watch fast and loose YouTube shorts, which just literally I yell at my son. I go, get off your phone and watch a big screen.
Oh my God.
That's where I'm at.
I had this conversation with Delilah. I'm not totally opposed to everything, but like my kids get an hour of iPad, they get an hour of iPad screen a day. So like Dash will usually do like, he like does coding, like he's making a game right now, or he'll animate or something on there, which is 20,000 times better than I would have been doing at that age.
Yeah.
And Delilah like listens to music, like it's like pretty much all Taylor Swift and like Olivia Rodrigo for just like an hour. She watches the videos and stuff like that. And like, but last night I saw Delilah watching YouTube shorts or like the short, like 2-minute videos on the TV on YouTube. And I was like,
oh, that's what Finn does.
This counts as iPad time. You have to watch like a show that has a point to it. Otherwise your brain's going to turn to oatmeal.
That's why we got him a bike. I am not doing that this summer. I'm like, you guys, there's going to be, it doesn't have to be like my parents who were like, hey, go outside. As long as when we call for you, you come home, everything's fine. But I am going to say, listen, we have a pool and we have an outdoor fridge. Those two things are already exponentially better. I did ride my bike. This is, sounds like a person saying they had to like climb a hill to go to school. We lived on a farm. I had to ride my 10-speed into the city pool and it was 8 miles. And I was like, go. I am not, this is impossible. My kids have to walk 30 feet and they can go to a pool.
Oh my gosh.
So they are going to get their ass in the pool and be outside and have some fun this summer and make memories. And like, we're coming into the, listen, man, it's middle school. You're about ready to get into those like crush summers. And they're going to live them large. Like, we're going to live large.
Are there any girls in your neighborhood that you think Finn might potentially have a summer love with? I'm just saying he's at that age.
I don't think there's any that he has a summer love for. I think there's one that has a summer love for him. And I think there's one that might be his future wife.
What?
Yeah, because we've, Colin and I talk about it all the time. I'm like, we just need to keep our, just watch this thing because there is a girl in our neighborhood and he's not, he's very still much in the phase of like, you know, girl's not going to go out and play soccer with me. And like, he's got his bros and that's what he cares about. Thank God. It's nice. It's good. I'm not rushing anything, but there's one girl that he'll like go out, shoot hoops with, play soccer with, and she'll find reasons to like touch his arm. And I'm watching from the sidelines.
Get your hands off. Closed.
And I'm saying, not until everybody graduates.
I,
with honors.
I have found a couple of Dash's friends who are girls that I'm like, I would be okay if he married them. I mean, because he has some clear crushes, but, and I've said that to their moms and they're kind of weirded out by it. And I'm like, not till they're 30. I'm just saying maybe if they circle back at some point, that would be okay. I'm not saying anytime soon. I'm not into arranging any marriages, although I think I could.
I find her fragile. We cannot allow the marriage because I find the mom cheerleader lady fragile.
Exactly. Oh my God. It's so bad. And
I'm not talking marriage yet, man. All that, there's a lot of parents out there and like, they're all like, they're all talking the high schools that everybody wants to go to and marriage and getting colleges. And I'm overwhelmed by all of it. I'm like, I want to rewind the clock a little bit. I want youth and childhood and all of this to stay for as long as it can, because it goes by fast enough.
Well, we are late bloomers for sure, because so many of my friends, like, their kids are graduating this year from high school.
I know.
And, like, they're dropping them off at college. Like, so one of them's already there. One's, like, going to basketball camp. Like, it's, like, they're going.
The graduating from high school, I don't know. It just makes me think about what I was feeling when I graduated from high school. And I remember I was ready to go to the university. I had a great time at graduation from high school. I had great friends. And I remember so clearly sitting in that auditorium and looking to my left and seeing my parents, and then looking to my right and my left and seeing all of my friends and being like, oh, that's right. We're not going to be together like this next year.
Oh, no.
And it hit me so hard because it wasn't doomsday. I just, you know, I'm in denial of anything ever changing. So I was like, well, it's just going to be different. I'm just going to, you know, we're going to make it work. We're going to make those connections. And we have, there's like a group of 6 or 7 of us that are still super, super tight. And I'm so grateful for that. But like, I remember that being like, oh, things are going to change whether I want them to or not. I was from a super small town. I went to school with all those a-holes from the time I was in preschool till I graduated high school.
Well, and we had the 80s parents. We had the boomer parents too that were like, oh, hey, you're graduated from high school. My job here is done. Go, like, because
yeah.
I remember the closest I ever, like, when they're like, okay, you have to get out of the hospital with your newborn baby, take them home. And you're like, wait, what? You feel like
what?
You're stealing or something. You're like, I can just go with this baby.
I was like, you guys haven't checked me out enough. I mean, are you, you're really, really fast and loose about the whether or not I should be taking this baby home. Don't you think you should quiz me first? I know nothing.
That's exactly how I felt when I graduated high school. I was like, well, the fools you are to think that I can handle anything in the adult space.
I was totally opposite. I was like, I have it figured out. I know what I'm going to do. I have $600 burning a hole in my pocket.
Oh, yeah, because you got just like this pounded with cash, right?
My mom was so mad at me because I did get a few gifts, but I just took all the money and put all the cards to the side so I didn't know how much anybody gave me. So I had to write thank you cards to all of the cards, and so none of them matched up. So she was like, you're just being greedy about that money. And I remember holding it all in my hands, and I was like, but it feels so good.
I mean, let's—
all this money.
Yeah, I give somebody money and a card. That's all I expect them to do. Also, isn't it really tacky to go, thank you for the $54?
The $70.
Like, I know. The specifics of thank yous kind of embarrass me sometimes. I'm like—
yeah, because they like list the stuff. I will use the spoon. But come on, that's like my mom was like big on the thank you cards. And I did them, and like— I sent them out faster from my wedding than anything I've ever done in my life, because I knew if I didn't do them right then and there, well, the baby was on the way, that I would be in deep shit.
I have a thing I'm going to say that I might regret saying, but—
okay, good thing we have an editor.
I am positive she doesn't listen to our podcast, but my mother-in-law is very into handwritten cards, and I'm very into like a quick email back. You know, sometimes I'll do one, but like—
I don't want one of your damn electric mail letters, Jenny.
Yeah, I definitely think there are instances where you don't have to write a thank you card. Like a get well soon bouquet, I don't know that you need to write a thank you for that, do you?
Terry would say yes. My mother— it's funny we're talking about this. I literally have one right here, a little note from my mom. And my mom will send stuff like this, beautiful cards for Mother's Day. And she'll say, I just think a card makes every holiday better, doesn't it? It's just, it took me 5 minutes to send this to you to tell you what a wonderful mother you are. And I just know you're going to love the way it makes you feel when you open your mailbox and there's a letter inside. And I'm like,
hint, shit. Hint, hint. Yeah. Well,
okay, Terry.
When I had Dash, I didn't know what way was up. Like, I was like, I left something on the chair. It could be a uterus. I don't know what it is. Everything's a hot mess. All I'm trying to do is keep this baby alive and not bleed from every part of my body. Like,
and then they're like, measure how much he's peeing and pooping. And you're like, you can't see straight. And you're like, dude, is that pee or poop? Wait, how do I know he's gaining weight? How do I know he's happy?
So much pressure.
So much pressure. And it's like, and then you're like, how did they do this in the olden days where, like, it's just like, am I supposed to have an instinct for this? Like, I need an app.
And I remember where that's one of my like spidey superpowers is that I remember who gave me what all the time. So like I would put them on and be like, this is your jumper from grandma or whatever. And
yeah,
she called my husband to be like, did you guys receive the gifts that I sent? Because I didn't get a thank you card. And I was like, I think you're fragile.
Brutal. Brutal. Yeah. That woman is fragile. She just have baby. They rip it out of her stomach and she can't write nice thank you card.
That woman big pussy that... So if you have seen our live show, which go to imomsohard.com and get your tickets. There's a bunch of shows this
fall. Yeah, we're coming out in October.
Yep. A lot of fun places that we're going to be heading to. And when we did our show like 2 or 3 years ago, we had a series of crushes that we would show in the live show. And there was one that I remember.
Very, very divisive.
Very divisive. And either you get this one, and obviously you know who it is now. You either get it or you don't. But I've always had a little bit of a crush on Justin Bieber. Now, it's been recent. It's been bad boy, bad man Bieber. It's been since he's been in his 20s because, you know, he was like a cute, adorable little pop star. I didn't think of him that way.
And then he was a man.
Then all of a sudden he's like, yeah.
Yeah. He's every like John Hughes movie lead that you're like,
yeah.
Yeah. He was hot. Like he got,
he's like
he got hotter.
Tatted up Jake Ryan or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He definitely is. I understand why people find him attractive. He's not the top of my list, but I totally get it.
I think I wouldn't tolerate him even for a few moments. I don't get the sense that I would. I did watch that documentary about him, and I do think he just like, he's one of those.
He's
like,
a super talent.
He's incredibly talented, and I think people around him like took advantage and stuff like that, you know?
Don't make me feel bad about him being a dickhead for a while. He was a dickhead for a while.
Look, if you want to hate him, look, he's a dickhead, but have you seen the abs when he is like in that, like,
he's a hot dickhead. Yeah. I'm sorry. Somehow in this conversation, you think when I've said dickhead, that means I won't be attracted to him.
No, okay.
That's exactly the opposite.
Right, it makes me more so.
It's kind of part of the formula. Yeah. If you're mean to me and uninterested, we're in a game of cat and mouse.
I mean, I do. I'll see him like on Instagram on People or something, and I'm like, get your hat off the top of your hoodie. Get over here and kiss me, you. You. But now he's always with his.
I just beat my pants. I've got light shorts on. Damn
your
it.
Chair's gonna be all blue.
Yeah, my chair's gonna be blue with the pool stuff.
Shit. I'm seeing him in a whole new light. He's
gonna
be a daddy, you guys. So
he's gonna be a daddy.
Yeah, a daddy. And
oh, you think he's hot now? You wait till he's holding that baby.
Exactly. You think that guy is not gonna take the opportunity to be like, oh, I'm shirtless and I'm gonna take a picture of this tiny
baby
time. And he's gonna write songs calling her baby girl and stuff like that.
Oh my God. Get over it. My freaking whole body will be like, and we're back. We are in full ovulation mode. We are all systems ago. We were real tired for a while, and now we are popping.
I'll say, too,
going to happen.
I think his wife has the same things about her that I don't like and love about her, which is like, you know, she's got that like who farted face just at all times. She's like snarling, and she's like beautiful. She's like, But then, you know, she's what's his name, Baldwin's
daughter.
Yeah, and they go side by side and you're like, he's got that same fucking face, man. He's looked so unhappy.
I think she's gorgeous.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Jiminy Christmas. And I know, like, I mean, she's just like, it's like I look at her and I'm like, are we twins? It's embarrassing.
Well, look, I think that
long, lanky body, I bet she never had a hard summer where someone was like, hey, you have a mustache?
No, and you know what? She's like, when she goes to have that baby, she's probably going to do a dainty squat, toot it out, and then
it'll be and like, then her vagina will just go back to like,
yeah, back to normal.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that won't be the case because she is a human being, and I think it's fair to say that there is an expectation that we're all supposed to bounce back, but some things just bounce like almost back. So she's going to be in her pool and there's going to be blue water surrounding her. You know what? No shade. She's going to, hopefully she just leans into
That's
it and that'll
true.
Make her even hotter.
Now I feel bad. I'm sure she doesn't want that resting bitch face and she was just born with it. Nobody wants hemorrhoids, but they have a baby and they get them. So welcome to our world, Hailey Bieber.
That's right. Hailey, we're excited to have you along for the ride. You'll do a good thing for mamas
Welcome
out there.
You're really going to bring up the caliber, the average rating of moms of the world. So thank you for that. Also going to force me down to about a -4, but I'll take it. I don't care.
Oh, man. I know. If she joins the ranks, I'm off the boat. I'm not even in the – I'm kicked out. I'm not even allowed in the party.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm kind of like standing on the edge and like getting slightly cooked. But now she gets in. I'm not even on the list. No one's letting me in. I'm out. I'm going to find a mom box. You know what I would like to do right now? I would like to give a shout out in the mom box prize And I was thinking about this today, to all the moms out there and dads, but moms out there who are room parents.
Oh, yeah.
And who are, because right now it's the race to the finish, or maybe your school year has already started. But those room moms, man, the only reason they're not running the country is because they're running the schools and they're in there making sure that there's enough money for everything. Our fifth grade class school moms that are like, they are like, there's nothing short of them being executives. They are, that we've hit our goals. They got to go to do an extra ice cream day. They got to do all of these events are so the kids have a good time. So again, we always say it like, don't get snarly about giving money to your school. Look at the lady that you're looking on the screen. Jen Smedley gives her time endlessly to the school to raise money for a sunshade or whatever crap they need at the school. Like all those people that are doing that thing. I'm not doing that thing. I'm not doing that thing. I do not think you are fragile.
Thank you. I was at, no lie, I was at the dollar store, Dollar Tree at 9 a.m. this morning and ran into another room mom who was buying like—
See? God bless.
Decorations for the end of the year party. Oh God, I need a drink.
You got to get a drink. I mean, I'm telling you, like, I am so impressed with all the parents that give their time, and especially the ones that do this specific job of, like, room mom. It is a full-time job. And in my opinion, you're sending emails. You're sending the electronic transmissions.
That's right.
You're
working
your butt off.
Who knew they'd catch on like they did, too, right?
Who knew? Now I have a box that says I have 125,000 that makes my daughter insane.
See, some of us, it never catches on.
It never catches on. Jenny, did we podcast?
I just podcasted. I do.
I think we podcasted. I think we're almost at summer, girl. Ooh.